It is 12:30, and this is Experts on Call. Just Ask Bob with Bobby Asadorian. And actually, because it is live radio, there you go, because it is live radio, we're just sharing headphones in here and getting things. Well, you're sharing a water, Suzanne and Bob, so I guess. And this, all you need to do is that.
Okay.
No, actually, this one is on. There you go.
Okay.
That's the one that you need to worry about right there. In any case, here we are. It's live radio, Good Friday, and Just Ask Bob. And Suzanne Soto-Davies joins us today. She is here as well with Bobby, who's just making all that noise in the background right now.
That's me.
And I initially said that I wanted to embarrass Bob right off the bat, but wouldn't it be great? He not only could he tell you everything there is to know about home improvements, but probably politeness as well. Is he not the most polite person you've ever met?
Oh, definitely.
The man has manners like you wouldn't believe.
Yes,
and I really appreciate that about him.
Well, I only have my parents to thank for that.
So tell me how you got involved, because Silver and Gold is really where Just Ask Bob started off.
It is. And prior to beginning publishing Silver and Gold magazine, I did a lot of research on the demographic, obviously. And I discovered that this demographic is growing by 17% annually. It's huge. And within the interest that they have, the things that interest them are renovations. Stats Canada says that 60% of adults over 50 will renovate their homes. So I started interviewing different people that were in the contracting and renovations industry, and through that met Bob. And I just found him to be extremely determined and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really a plus for us with the magazine, because the seniors and adult 55 actually tend to be gypped and,
Certainly the most at risk, because we come from a generation. Oh, there you are there on the ad at the top of the website. I just wanted to point that out for you. You can go to talk820.com and listen
That's
along.
Great.
But we are the most at risk because we come from a generation who might be more trusting.
Yes, exactly. They're used to having their doors open and inviting people in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be able to meet people that they can trust before having them do work in their homes.
That's right.
Exactly.
And, well, what you've offered them in this case is an opportunity to even have a conversation before they meet Bob by having that conversation through your magazine, by emailing in a question or writing in a question, because I'm betting there's some seniors who don't have computers and probably
That's
would
correct.
Mail it to you, and you'd be able to answer, Bob, you'd be able to answer those questions through the magazine that way.
Exactly, and we can mail them the magazine, and we offered it online through our website as well. And so I think as media, our responsibility is to communicate.
Right.
Not just to inform people of what's happening in their town, but to open the doors to communication. So this was a great opportunity to let people know that Bob is here and he can write in questions and Bob can answer them and help them out and give them a little bit of guidance to how they can look after each other.
Readership-wise, what are we talking about? What's your circulation?
We have over 72,000 readers right now from the west end of Mississauga all the way to Fort Erie.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
There you go. Tell me some of the kinds of questions, not only that you'd answer here, because, of course, you can answer them at 905-645-3200, #820 on Bell Mobility, or toll-free from that other end of Mississauga at 1-877-820-2426. But what have you been seeing in the vast array of questions you've been seeing?
All types of questions, indoor, outdoor, questions on if something can be simply repaired and not discarded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live in a day and age where nothing's fixed. It's easier to throw it away, make it disposable, and buy something else. Many things can be fixed. Many things can be refurbished. Again, back to the home renovation tax credit. Just 2 days ago, actually, it was a senior that called. It was a very nice lady. She was calling while she was holding the Silver and Gold magazine open. So she found my contact information in there. She required roofing work. And she point blank, she simply asked me if the money spent towards the roof would count towards accumulating money towards the home renovation tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I informed her, yes, it will. And in that case, she was already having a roofer arrive to her home. But it's very important. I mean, I can easily deal with people at an arm's length. It does not have to be me. It's not about, me coming out to do the quote. Somebody else was quoting. But she simply found it to contact me through the media, through the help of Suzanne. And I was more than pleased to help with her question, even though I'm not going out to quote the roof.
Right.
So again, it's not about just generating the work. It's about simply answering the questions put forth.
Right. And the more accessible you are, obviously, the better it is for you.
Exactly. It's all about being accessible, about them being able to find me. And I mean, I enjoy it. I actually do enjoy answering the questions. I don't have time to take on all the work. Mm-hmm. Not possible at all. But to be able to answer the questions, that's fun.
I have no free time to help you, by the way.
I'll be passing you some questions because, again, as I've told Suzanne before we even came in today, you're very, very knowledgeable about century-old homes, about these old Hamilton homes, or even the surrounding area. You know, we've talked a lot on and off the air about these old homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing some of the things you can find in your walls.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. You can actually track history through the walls of your home.
And they're much more mold-proof than new construction.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because of that flow.
The flow of air.
The brick. Well, it's amazing to me, coming from a place originally like Nova Scotia, in the east you don't see as much brick. It's not as accessible. You'll see more siding. You know, you'll see more clapboard. So when I first moved to Ontario in 1998 and saw, oh, it's like, my God, everybody's got a brick house. Because there's a lot of the huge percentage of the homes, in particular in Hamilton, are made of brick.
True.
And it's funny, just to mention that also, I grew up in South America.
Ah.
And in South America, it's totally different again because the homes are made of cement.
Right.
And brick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in Hamilton and the surrounding areas, there's a lot of multiculturalism. People don't necessarily know how to handle renovations by themselves.
You
know, what do I do with this, you know, drywall? So
right.
Who do I call?
What is this stuff? Yeah.
Exactly.
What kind of a word is gyprock anyway?
Knowledge is power. He who asks the right questions, I mean, it's all about being informed.
Yep.
Many renovations gone wrong, or even homeowners on their own to-do list. If you tackle it without asking the right questions, it could be a recipe for disaster. Nothing's wrong. There's no shame in asking.
Absolutely not.
That could be considered by many as the first step to wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as I've heard it said best, I think there are no stupid questions.
No, not at all.
Right. There could be the odd stupid answer.
It's all determined by the answer.
That's right. And if you don't know something, there's no shame in not knowing it. It's
not
like, you know, if I wasn't brought up in what you do, you weren't brought up in radio. So you've got questions probably about radio that, you know, you've got questions you can answer about print.
That's right.
So we're all here to share that kind of stuff. So what kind of reaction have you been getting to having Bob as part of your magazine?
It has been very good. People have reacted in general to the magazine very positively. We have people writing in and asking all kinds of questions, like Bob mentioned, and some of them are very simple, or they seem very simple to us,
mm-hmm.
but to them it's just a way of communicating and asking, you know, how do I change the faucet in my bathroom? And then some of them will say, how do I repair my fireplace? So it's not an easy question to answer, but it's a way of communicating for them to reach out and to be able to get in touch with somebody who's reputable and honest.
Yeah, that's right. And it's mm-hmm. going to give you the direct answer. And, of course, when somebody says, how do I fix my fireplace, your first question is going to have to be, well, that all depends on what's wrong with your fireplace.
Exactly. Is it a wood-burning used unit? Is it a gas unit? And with the fireplaces, again, that's a specific trade. I can give general answers. But to get right directly to it, I would contact my fireplace installer,
mm-hmm.
who's licensed with TESA. And even if required, he would do an on-site visit. So it's important, again, to have the specialist on hand.
That's another thing that you and I have talked about before is that, I mean, there are certain homes in Hamilton that are, the work is almost antique. The brickwork that's been done
is
not done anymore. It is done by certain people in the trade, but not by most, because even that trade has changed so much over time. So you may need to get somebody who does that older kind of work.
Somebody who specialized in it at some point. A lot of people are retired even now with plaster homes. Very difficult to get a good guy in to do plaster repairs. That hasn't been done maybe 40, 50 years.
With the good old lath.
With the good old lath, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And as I've told you before, and I don't know if we talked about this on air or not, but my house in Hamilton, a lath and plaster wall, the man was a master plasterer. That's
yes.
what he did for a living. He was about two owners back from me. And some of the walls were ridiculously thick.
Up to 2 inches or so.
Because he got to the point where, it's not quite perfect, so I'll just put another layer on it. You know, it's my house. I can do what I want. So the reciprocating saw blade at some points was almost not long enough.
That's a lot of rubble when you're taking it apart as well.
Yes, it is.
Big mess.
And lucky enough for me, and I want to talk to you about this, lucky enough for me, the gentleman who had done the work for me at the time was one of the neatest, cleanest guys I knew. He cleaned up his mess, and there are a lot of guys who don't clean up their mess. Where do you stand on that?
Everything is go, go, go. Most contractors, honestly, at least from what people have been telling me in 6 years, that's the number one failing. They're not clean. They almost think that they're going to come in with maybe a bit of a good rate. They'll get in the door. They'll do the job. And they almost expect to some degree that the homeowner will clean up afterwards. That's wrong.
That's a big job, too.
Exactly. I may spend up to an hour setting up drop sheets, covering things, and then another hour at the end of the day, uncovering and vacuuming, sealing off rooms. There have been a few jobs that, to the best of my ability, dust will still get through. If it's a major renovation, I'll come in with the duct cleaning company afterwards. I'll bring in a duct cleaning contractor. We'll vacuum out everything, clean out all the duct work. It's very, very important. You can't work in room A, B, C, and D and dirty up all the rest of the rooms or, you know, cause a nick, cause a scratch. It's so important. You don't want to leave any work for the homeowner to have to do afterwards. They shouldn't have to pull out the vacuum.
Even simple stuff like, I mean, it sounds simple because I had somebody come in to put some ductwork in my house through those plaster walls. Didn't cover anything. We had a dry cleaning bill because it was in our bedroom, like you wouldn't believe.
Well, see,
all that clothing had to be...
Oh, no, exactly. You know? See, sometimes when you're hiring a general contractor, they'll care a little more. I mean, they'll cover things up. When it's a single-point trades company, like just a duct guy or just an electrician, they're really the most of being in and out. Like, they're not going to come with the drop sheets. It's so very important to keep the homeowner's place clean.
Mm-hmm. And again, going back to the homeowner's not going to know that. You know,
no,
that's another
no.
thing that, you know, it's either a step of education or, you know, some kind of buyer beware thing has to happen.
Well, the trades are usually so busy, the homeowner has to make weeks for somebody to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to fuss with it too many times. They think it's the norm, but it's not the norm.
Yeah.
It's your home. You're paying for it. They should expect more for their money in return. Cleanliness is important. That's one of the number one things that's lacking.
This is Experts on Call, but more importantly, it's Just Ask Bob. And you can call Bob with a question at 905-645-3200 or 1-877-820-2426, toll free. #820 on your Bell Mobility, although as you probably both saw, Bob and Suzanne on the way in, roads are rather quiet today.
Yes, they are.
But that doesn't mean you can't listen to the radio.
Happy Good Friday to everybody today.
Absolutely, and a great Easter weekend to everyone as well. But we're taking some time to educate and inform here today. So, Suzanne, what's next for Silver and Gold? What are your plans in the future in this magazine to grow it and make it bigger?
Well, the plans are big. We are actually speaking with a couple of publishers right now about expanding it into Toronto area. But the most important part of Silver and Gold is that it focuses locally. So right now, Silver and Gold offers Halton, Hamilton, and Niagara exposure. But if we do go that route, it would be a different edition. So it
right.
would be a Toronto edition.
So that would actually be a separate one, so you'd be able to focus regionally on them as well.
Exactly, yes.
Suzanne Soto-Davis is editor and publisher of Silver and Gold. Well, continued success with that.
Thank you.
And of course, make sure you keep Bob in there because we like Bob a lot.
Of course.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after the break with more Experts on Call and Just Ask Bob. It is 1244 on Experts on Call from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. You can also contact us at john@talk820.com if you are shy about getting your voice on the air and you've got a question for Bob. Experts on Call featuring Just Ask Bob, Bob Asadorian, here today. By the way, before we get into it, how are book sales going? Are you still, you're pushing that because, of course,
yes.
the March of Dimes
yes.
connection, right?
Yes, the book is phenomenal. Book mm-hmm. sales are increasing. We were in yesterday's Stony Creek Community Newspaper. Very big thank you to the editors and the people that work behind the newspaper. They printed our story
mm-hmm.
about the book, where the book's available. And it's just terrific. Getting awareness out about the book is so important. As we talked about before, the proceeds are going to the charitable organization of the March of Dimes. And again, especially seniors, there's a lot of information in the book, a lot of information about how to find the proper contractor, what to avoid.
We have actually a link to Silver and Gold here. the SNGmagazine.com link here on the talk820.com website, and a link to a contractor you can bring home to mom, the lulu.com website as well. So if you want to go to talk820, you can link to either your magazine, Suzanne, or to your book.
Thank you.
Terrific.
So, and of course, you can also, as I said, ask a question at john@talk820.com or ring the phone at 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426, #820 on Bell Mobility. And Suzanne, we were talking about trust issues before, and I think it bears enough weight to mention it again, because as we said off the top of the show, there is an issue with a generation where we expected things to be upfront and honest. When someone looks you in the eye, you expect them to be telling the truth. Such is not the case in 2009.
Exactly. No, and I do think it deserves mentioning, because we were talking about how the seniors are typically very trusting. So when a contractor does knock on their door, they'll say, you know, I'm doing a job on your street, and I would just like to quote on your new roof or you know, whatever they see that may need be done.
Mm-hmm.
And seniors typically, because they are very trusting, they let to either let people inside their home, or you know, even offer them a cup of tea. I mean, Bobby, I'm sure can attest to that.
I can't stand contractors that cold call on people's doors. I mean, there's so much in the media about the do not call list. Well, there
right.
should be a do not knock list. Don't knock on homeowners' doors. Don't arrive unsolicited. Your home is your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 years, I've never done that. I don't pursue that avenue. I mean, if a contractor's that desperate, do a flyer dropout. Drop flyers out. Drop out cards.
Right. Put a business card in the mail.
Exactly.
I'm in your neighborhood if you
exactly.
want to contact me.
See, it's almost like they're figuring, you know, the seniors, obviously they're retired. They're going to be home. Let me intrude on them. Let me give them a story. Let me get into some fact or fiction with them.
Right.
Do not knock on seniors' doors. Don't knock on anybody's door.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways to advertise. There's many ways to advertise. It is the most disrespectful thing a contractor can do, middle of the day, is knock on a homeowner's door and give them that old line. We're in the neighborhood, by the way. Ridiculous.
And I think it's important to say that if seniors come across that and somebody does knock on their door, they can just say, you know what, that's fine. Give me your card and I'll call you later.
Exactly. Leave
yes.
a card. If you have internet, Google the card.
Yeah.
Google the company. Google the name. If not, call the municipality immediately. Do a check on that card. Does this company have a license to operate within the city boundaries or limits? If not, don't even throw it away.
And don't fall for the one day only, this is your price thing, because the most important thing anyone can do, even though it might be more time consuming, is to get 2 or 3 estimates.
Exactly. John, I've been pricing for 6 years, and there's no such thing as the today price. It doesn't exist.
Right.
I think that's also the senior's responsibility, to the homeowner's responsibility
yes.
in general,
mm-hmm.
just to do their homework.
Yep.
So when they are looking for somebody to do a specific project, you need to research it. You need to look at referrals, call people that have used this particular contractor before,
mm-hmm.
and just do their homework.
Exactly.
And sure, it does happen when you get to a larger city, a bigger center, where you may not be on a one-to-one basis with your next-door neighbor. It happens all the time. You know, a lot of people live in neighborhoods where they don't know their next-door neighbor except to wave to them when they're getting in their car in the driveway or what have you. So maybe you wouldn't go to your next-door neighbor and say, listen, who have you used to do X, Y, Z? But you must know somebody. You must have some friends somewhere that would be able to give you a name where you could get that second opinion.
Referrals were more often used 10, maybe 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, society, I mean, everything's go, go, go. But neighbors speak a lot less to each other. You know, it's unfortunate because it is important. You should be able to talk to your neighbor. You should be able to talk to your friends. Still, referrals are number one. But I'd say a good tie to number one, again, would be, as we've talked about before, call your municipality, find out, is this contractor that's given me the quote licensed? Is he allowed to work in the municipality? References, his references, Google them. I mean, you know, we live in a day and age where a lot can be found out. Not only the incorporated company or the numbered company, Google the contractor himself.
Mm-hmm.
Google his salesperson.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed at what you'll find.
We still have a better business bureau in this country,
oh,
don't we?
Oh, yes. And unfortunately enough, too, for those who don't have internet, I mean, you can phone the Better Business Bureau. You can write to them. And again, it's BBB Online,
mm-hmm.
Or something close to that.
Right.
You can go online. You can do a profile search. There are great many ways. But you have to invest the time.
That's right.
The biggest mistake anybody can make is rushing it. Again, hiring the first contractor you meet.
And there are so few cases, I mean, percentage-wise, there are so few cases that you need something done right away. A plumbing accident, maybe if there's, you know, a pipe is burst or something like that, then obviously something has to be done in a very short period of time. A, go turn your water off, but then, you know, make a couple of phone calls, get a couple of prices.
But even then, don't rush into it. If there's a burst pipe, I mean, many emergency jobs, you can call the tradesperson, the contractor, and I mean, sure, fine. You won't have time to get 3-4 quotes or check them out too much, but only have them do the emergency repair itself. Mm-hmm. They don't need to do the full-blown renovation. Do the emergency repair itself, quote that separately, get a separate quote for what the rest will be, because now you're beyond the emergency.
That's right.
Now you can take your time.
That's right.
Go get a bunch of, but don't have that person that just comes in, hog it, and get the entire job, because you're sort of at a disadvantage because you are under an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's such a small percentage of emergency situations that you'd have to actually rush
small,
to get something done.
Very small.
Your roof doesn't cave in all
that
often.
Oh, no, exactly. Back to something you mentioned earlier about the final price is today only. Again, that doesn't exist. Any legitimate firm will honor their quote for 30 days. I mean, it's in writing. It's a standard out there. Any quote I provide, it's good for 30 days. And I mean, I've had people take the work 6 months to a year later. I'll do a quick check on what the materials are, the costs. Most times I'll honor it. So again, that's very foolish that today's price is for today only.
It's good to hear
30 days typically.
It's good to hear that a legitimate tradesperson would do that because, of course, hardware stores only have their sales on for a week.
Oh, no, that's true. No. If we put it in writing, if we give you the quote, at least even for myself, even if it's verbally or not, it's good for 30 days because people need time. I need to give them that time. Take 30 days. Most people, though, again, it's the rushy issue. You can't rush it. It's not a retail transaction.
A local source for adults 55 plus, silver and gold, featuring our Bob Assadorian with Just Ask Bob in it. Now, one of the questions that you did have this week was, that's a nice picture of you, by the way, in the editor's corner there, Suzanne.
Thank you.
One of the questions that you did have was about the government rebate.
Yes.
And so what was the specifics of the question in this particular case, the one in the magazine?
Well, the one in that case was particularly with respect to – I know we just had the one with the roofing come in. Can you want to reflect back to that one? Was it on a particular item?
I am actually – Suzanne probably knows how to find it better than I do.
Okay, here we go.
So,
I mean, again, there's a whole range, roofing, decks –
Perfect. And this was what the credit was all about, if the home was eligible, who would be eligible, and how the tax would be calculated. So,
well, the biggest thing to come in, say, like since that point now, is, again, the misconception, the misunderstanding. That's continuous. That's been going on the last 2 weeks since I was on again.
Right.
Everybody wants to go out, buy a bunch of windows or doors, buy a bunch of things, pay a family member to install it, and they're hoping that fabricated – sorry, I have to call it fabricated labor – would be covered. It won't be covered. The government, they're smart in this. They want to keep the underground economy down.
Mm-hmm.
They will only acknowledge it and accept it for labor and materials if it's a licensed contractor. So you can't pay a dance instructor to come install your windows.
Right.
It has to be the licensed trade person that makes sense. Exactly.
Now, do you give dance lessons, by the way?
No. My wife for that. She's a great dancer.
Okay.
But it's so important. If it's a fireplace, it should be either a general contractor that has a fireplace installer or a fireplace installation company. You can't be paying your neighbor, your cousin, you know, $5,000 for 2,000 in windows and say, poof, I want to claim $7,000.
That's right. Because everybody would be doing it if that was the case.
But they're trying. Yeah. I mean, that's been hitting me for weeks now, and everybody still keeps asking. But a lot, too, is people aren't sure if it's a roof. And, I mean, for some reason, they think it's limited to inside, anything. Inside, outside, very few things aren't covered, such as computer repairs, carpet cleaning, just a very few things. But the government's website's amazing. There's lots of information on there.
Media mogul Bob Assadorian has been our guest. He's everywhere. He's got a book. He's in Silver and Gold magazine, sngmagazine.com, by the way, and of course here at Talk 820. At this point, every second Friday, but you never know when that might change, here on Experts on Call with Just Ask Bob. Bob, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks
you,
for
John.
Being here.
And thank you, Suzanne, for coming
Suzanne
today.
Suzanne Soto-Davies.
Thanks for having me. That's great.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Likewise.
This has been Experts on Call. We've got news next with Robin Foley, and then the big show with Glenn Kay, our movie guy, to talk about new releases tonight on this Good Friday from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.